I'd like to talk to you about modern instruments, and in particular the cello that you bought from Bob and Dina.
Yes.
And
Bob and Dina, I tell you that I like this instrument a lot. I play many concerts in this instrument. Also, this orchestra, I play concert. I play my recital in White House for President Reagan, for President Bush. I've played many concerts. And that's, for me, that's, I love, you know, because the relation between instrument and performer, very special relation. That's a relation like that between friends. If you love that between couple of is love. Mm-hmm. And I have loved this cello. Because that's, you know, and that cello not make special decorative importance, you know, or decorative. And that, like a painting, that's normally cello. You know? Mm-hmm. That's not special some music, but that's very good shape, very good sound. And that's exactly what we need from the instrument.
And obviously it has to be very loud also.
That's more than needed now, yes.
Of course, yeah. Do you have any comments about modern instruments versus old instruments? For example, I know you have a Strad. How would you decide when you're going to take Bob and Dina's cello and play that?
You know, I... Now I'm coming for a little bit old there, not that old. And I have a very strange philosophy. I think that's needed for performer. If you have still good brain, you need a different instrument, not only for different color of sound, but also for a little bit different shape of instrument. Because only if you have different shape of instrument, you take care for your intonation. You must be, you know, you must be have enough available for small things, for change intonation. Mm-hmm. If you always play in one instrument, that you can't stick. And that just for training of a bigger concert. I, for example, I like Stradivarius very much. But special for modern concert, I prefer modern instruments.
Okay, and most of that's really what I was asking, interested in asking. But what would you? How many cellos do you have? You have quite a few, do you not?
Yes, you know that I have a cello for me. That's my gift. For me, that's of some friends made for me gift. But of course, I get that appreciation. They give me cello. No, I have, for example, one gift for my 50th birthday from Etienne Batlon. That's fantastic cello. I also play many, many concerts with orchestra with this cello. But I tell you that I change four instruments. I change Stradivarius, Lorenzo Scaglioni, my friends, Bob and Dina, and Paco. Four instruments, that's what I have practiced.
If you're considering a cello, or if you're playing one or deciding to pick one, what particularly do you look for in the sound?
You know, for example, of course, that magic sound has that lyrics. Magic, because that's such similar, like a human voice, you know, spinto tenor or something, that very special temper, that's much similar in this temper, that's mm-hmm. But that lyrics are not enormously strong. That enough strong for enough, but not enormous strong. That if you like that for modern concerto, sometimes I need a nasty sound. That nasty sound from Stradivarius impossible to produce.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know? And for example, Scaglioni, I like very much because Scaglioni that's for big hole. That he combined a little bit modern and a little bit from Stradivarius. You know? Mm-hmm. Combine this quality. But that's in different repertoire, I prefer different.
So, and the Stradivarius is in its original form, or has it been regraduated?
No, that's very famous Stradivarius Dubois. That's 1711. That's most famous, maybe, the world. Because that's Napoleon played this cello thrice. Beethoven, Dubois played in this cello, Dubois, Stradivarius. He played together with Beethoven. Some sonatas of Beethoven for first performance. Archiduke Leon, and that's great history.
With that instrument,
that's
quite a history. Okay. that's all I can
Very
say.
Very good.
I'm sorry?
Very good. Very good.
Very good, yes.
Yes, my dear, thank you very much. Okay. And I will, and you know, I think that we must, I know that, for example, Etienne Vablo,
yes,
he's head of, you know what this means, that art, what made his hands, I don't know how that's in English, hands made, you know that, for example, sculpture, for example, that's furniture that he made in hands, instruments, etc. And he, at Jan Vaclo, organized a very good help to violin makers in France, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that in the United States also somebody organized some organization for help for you very, very talented young and new violin maker.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope.
Yeah, well, certainly Bob and Dina, you know, have made John Martin's cello.
I know that. I made for this
cello. Yes, and we're all rooting for them and hoping that they'll be as successful as they deserve.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I must go.
Thank you.